everybody. Good night, good evening, good day, good friends. I'm getting hammered tonight. It's the 18th anniversary of the show. And we're doing it. We're doing it. We're making it through a day. And if you're not in the overdose light and you didn't catch the show this morning, oh boy, did you miss a good one. Oh boy, did you miss a good one. So that's up right now for Overdose Lite members. It'll be up later tonight for Overdose members. I'll be spending this evening really having a relaxing time after this show. That's why we're starting so early, so I can have a little night. As you know, I'm alone. The wife is leaving me. The papers have been delivered. It's all. But even if you did catch this morning, I've since learned what I think is the complete story now. And holy shit. You know, holy shit. 10 gifted memberships straight off the bat for Mr. Ian Hawk. And you're going to need them, everybody. This is a members only show. So very shortly, we'll probably be locking it down. Hey, Patrick, what does my $1.99 membership count for? It gets you access to all the live shows, no matter what. If it's live, you can watch it. Like tonight, when we lock down for members only, your $1.99 membership gets you access to watch that. The minute it's over, you can't watch it anymore, and that's reserved for Overdose Lite members and Overdose members. That's how it works. That's how we do. Yeah, so I've learned a lot about, I guess, what happened. Ian Hawk said, I gotta spend this money before I have to split it, guys. Hey, Ian, shut the fuck up. Do yourself a favor, like my lawyer said to me. I'll give you my lawyer's advice completely free. Shut the fuck up. We're your friends. Stop talking now. Stop talking now. If we accept Ian's memberships, do we have to love him? Gabriel DiNardi, thanks for joining. I'm a Gabriel DiNardi. Vince Griswold upgraded to Overdose Lite. Thank you very much, Vince, for supporting the show. Misfit 78 Hate has joined the Onions. So thank you very much for all your support. Happy birthday to me. Pour yourselves a drink tonight. I don't know where this goes. I don't know if we headed into the trajectory of fun, which I want to try to guide the show in tonight. But, you know, if there are people who want to talk drama and call in with drama and start shit, then okay. Okay. I'm down. Voice chats are open. Thanks for reminding me. God knows we need them. The voice chats are the comedic relief in this dire time of ours. And it's appreciated. 10 memberships for me, and thank you very much, and everybody else who's joined up. Woo boy. Woo boy. There'll be a 3-hour free preview of today's show for everybody. But the last little bit, that last hour where it got crazy, Overdose only. That's the kind of stuff you pay for. That's the kind of stuff people will talk about for years. People will talk about what happened on this show today, this morning, for years. A $5 super chat from my business daddy, Kevin Brennan. I'll tell you what. I get how Ski Mask marks out. You know, Kevin Brennan somehow is the most likable, hateable guy in the world. Somehow you know he doesn't give a fuck about you, and you don't care. I would never dream of trying to text Kevin Brennan like a human being. I've made the mistake of doing it a couple times, and he snapped at me. He sent me an emoji once, and then he said, "Call me, I don't do this! Faggot!" He said, "Faggot." And I don't use that kind of language, but he screamed it aggressively. Aggressively. And I was like, "Jesus Christ!" Oh, God, you can't be met. Kevin Brennan said, "Send me a membership." I don't know how to do that. You can't do that. Hold on. We got to make the chat open for Kevin Brennan. That's what he's complaining about, I think. Hold on. Corndiff just gifted 20 memberships. Let's see if Kevin gets one. Let's see if Kevin gets a fun membership. Wouldn't that be fun? If we can keep it locked down. But I will open it, Kevin, if we need to open the chat. Or you can call in. Jesus Christ, 323-825-4990. Just call in and scream at me in voice. We all know you've got something you're upset about. Is Kevin going to get one? How do we know? How will we know if Kevin gets one of the memberships? Okay, let's just open it up. I don't know how any of this works. I'm like Kevin when I do these shows alone. I need my producer. All right, it's wide open. Only for Kevin Brennan Day, everybody. Only for Kevin Brennan Day. And by the way, who did that? Corndiff? Jesus Christ. On the wall. That's got to be great. Okay, Kevin Brennan's calling in. Hold on. Hello.
Patrick, what are you doing?
Oh, God. Fake Kevin Brennan. Okay.
What the fuck are you doing? You're just, like, standing there. You're sitting there, and you're looking at people, and you're reading chats.
This is aggressive criticism.
What the fuck?
Is this supposed to be Kevin Brennan?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, that's a bad impression.
Oh.
Yeah, Kevin Brennan, while we've got your unbridled attention here, you got to unblock Detroit. You're all wrong about her. She's not a Chad sympathizer. She's a good egg, as you
would. She sympathizes with Chad.
Whoa. Okay. Kevin Brennan.
That's all she does.
Hold on. Kevin thinks I really think this is him. Kevin, I know this isn't you.
Oh, my God.
He's like, That's not me.
Hey, Kevin, it is you, you son of a bitch. You know it's you.
Yeah, Kevin, unblock Detroit. She'll super chat you. You're blocking one of your pay pigs.
Yeah, bro. Unblock that chick, bro. She loves you.
No, she's not a... You got bad information. She's not a... tell her to DM me and plead her case. Okay, that's fair enough.
Now he's trying to fuck.
Kevin Brennan's like King Joffrey. He's got a bad attitude.
He's trying to fuck.
All right, do you have anything else besides a horrible impression?
Horrible impression!
That's not me!
It's not me!
Anything else? You're going to make Kevin hate me. You know, he's spending his Friday night dealing with... He said he can't call in because people are watching. That means he's in like a social situation he doesn't want to be in. He's got friends or family over he doesn't want to talk to.
My hips hurt. Patrick, can I borrow a pliers from you? I'm a fucking idiot. Where's my scrimp at? I need my broth. This is my life. Let's go, Brandon. Also, the Brandon Network sucks.
I got to start that one over. I didn't hear the beginning, and you paid for instant delivery. People, don't go to tips.nobodylikesonions.com and use our new voice chat system. Nobody else has anything like this, custom built for the show. Thank you to Moody for doing that. Nobody else has a cool system like this, but now it does cost you $5 to send it through without my approval. They all come up on a queue that I can trigger, but for $5 extra, I can't control it. It just plays right away. And it seems like a grift, but I don't want people doing that a lot unless you want to give me $5.
My hips hurt. My hips hurt. Patrick, can I borrow a pliers from you? I'm a fucking idiot. Where's my scrimp at? I need my broth. This is my life. Let's go, Brandon. Also, the Brandon Network sucks.
Oh, no. Ray's mad at me.
Patrick, you know, you told me to buy that piece of shit, but I wanted to ask you what you thought of the Pentium processor. Seems good enough, and they are dirt cheap. I can get a pallet full of 1995 laptops with Pentium processors for $1.10.
Shut up, Ray.
My Guitar Hero microphone is going out, too. I can't find a replacement. I found a crate of a refurbished Mr. Microphones from 1985. Will that work good for podcasting? Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Shut up, Ray. Patrick, some creepy weirdo is offering me a hotel room and flight to get to Atlantic City so I can ambush Kevin Butthole, but he says he only has one room and one bed. I'm going to take him up on it, though. Seems fine.
That's wild. Vince Griswold says, I see high eyes on Melton. Yeah, I am locked and loaded on the bong tonight. I'll tell you what. I don't know if I'm allowed to show that on cam, but I've already called myself an F-word. Fun guy, right, Kev? The real reason Kevin wants me on the show is because I bring confetti to the mix. And I've got a stranglehold on the entire Northeast confetti supply. And he'll be unable to have any sort of fucking happy ceremony or event without me and my confetti consigliere.
I'm a member now, Patrick. I got caught watching you this morning. You have a wonderful show. It's amazing. You're right about Kevin. The guy could defecate in my throat, and I'd ask for more. Ha ha ha. Can somebody upgrade my ass to overdose lighty, please? Hey, Chad, fuck you, bitch.
Hey, Chad, fuck you, bitch. That's the crazy thing is Ray is getting, I don't know if he got a firmware update or what, but he's starting to get very aggressive. 5 gifted memberships from Pig and Play. Thank you very much. Means a lot. You're going on the wall for that. Pig and Play. I can't put Pig and Play on my wall. Will I get banned? That's my impression of Kevin. We can't talk about suicide. We'll get banned. You're not even allowed to say suicide. You'll get banned. You'll all get banned. So Ray is like getting aggressive and yelly. Patrick, tell KB how to accept a membership and I'll send 10. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't even know. You got to go into your options and turn on your ability to accept memberships. Somebody walk him through that. Brennan's like, don't say suicide. Don't say suicide. Suicide, Kevin. Suicide.
Basically made me look like a fucking cuck.
Shulicide. Yeah, I don't know what you have against Shuli. That feels rude. But our buddy Carlos Danger, as you call him, the buffoon. Yeah, you can't do it on Kevin, on an iPhone, you got to go. Oh, it's so fucking dumb. You got to either open YouTube in Safari and not use the app. You got to do it in a browser, or you got to do it on your desktop computer. You can't do it in the iPhone app. It's retarded. It's just dumb. Kevin will never figure it out. Walk somewhere and hand the phone to your nearest youth. Are there any youths nearby? Your children could probably do it. Hello.
Hi, this is the Wacky Supply Store calling in regards to your order.
Yeah.
Is this Mr. Milchin?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So you ordered lots of signs and lots of wacky, wavy, inflatable tube men. And I'm just calling in regards to that because we're going to have a hard time shipping it to you.
I got to get paid more. I got to get paid more. I'm worth more than this. You know, comedy's hard. Look at this. Look at these people struggling. You know, don't ever call in here with that stuff again. This isn't Morning Radio Zoo where I pay. This isn't iHeartRadio. Did you know? This is an anonymous call. I guarantee it's Buzzard Bill. Hello.
Stevie Lou, this is a message for you, and it's the same fucking dude as before, and you know my whole fucking name. I'm the leader of the Dark Triad, and we got a Discord of over 150 neckbeards talking about you around the clock. You're done for. You got that?
He's not here. He can't answer.
I think he's in the chat. He's always here. He's in every single fucking chat we see him in.
Boy, you lost your tough voice there when you when it went to logistics, didn't you?
Tough voice.
You were like, Stevie Lou, this is the master. This is my impression of you. You were like, Stevie Lou, this is the master of the Dark Triad. We'll be coming for your soul. And then I was like, he's not here. And you were like, oh, I thought he was in the chat.
Yeah, but you and I both know you love that.
Oh, I thought he was in the chat. Was I wrong about that?
You are done for, bro. Stevie Lou, you got a bunch of toys in your fucking living room.
You shall die. I am master of the... What's that? I can't park here?
No death. This is just information based. We got secrets in this Discord, Stevie Lou. You're done for. Patrick, hit that K-Cup jingle, dog.
So this is the second time this weirdo has called in and been like, I got a message for Stevie Lou. We're coming after you. We got a Discord full of nuts and we're trying to get that butt. and I don't know if it's real or not, but I'd like to get a link to that Discord. I am a neckbeard. If we ever teach Kevin Discord, he may never come up for air. You know what I mean?
Bitch, I'm for show at it. Don't make me pop that trunk to the lack, bitch. I will go get it, and I ain't selfish. I will let you and your hoe feel it. Won't catch me sipping on no Chris and got a cold billy. It's Youngblood's A-Town malt liquor sipping, coming straight from the gutter. Toe-tag a motherfucker. Leave him under a cover, Lil John. He dropped the beat that make you bounce like rubber Sean Paul. He tote the heat to make you mug, then slug you, yeah.
If you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey, if you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. Hey, if you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
I agree with Attenborough. If you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. And that's how the kids...
How do you do, fellow kids?
That's how the kids talk. Our buddy Carlos Danger over at Insufferable Buffoons podcast has released this supercut of Ray being a fucking idiot again. Who knew? Who knew? My new thing today is I'm retweeting all of Ray's tweets with grammar corrections. I mean, this guy, he just like, I guess every time his brain pauses, he just puts a comma in to what he's typing and nothing else. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Who's your favorite lolcow, Melton? It's always the one that doesn't know they're a lolcow yet. So, right now, currently, it's Chad. And I don't, you know, now I'm starting to be a guy who is piling on for no reason. But the reason is Chad's being an asshole. So, today on NobodyLikesOnions.com, if you go to the store, there's a new shirt called the Control the Narrative shirt featuring AI artwork submitted by our own Stella B. So if you head over to Nobody Likes Onion store, and scroll down past all 30 hats we sell. There's a new shirt here called the Control the Narrative shirt. And this is Chad podcasting, basically. The Mud Shark. And it says Control the Narrative. So it's like comic book styling. It's amazing. And use promo code birthday, get you 10% off through the weekend for our 18th birthday here over at The Onion. Okay? It'll be limited. It's not going to be around for long. Grab it. It's very funny. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store, where it's the summer of hats. We have every hat we've ever made on sale now. And adding more by request. You tell me what colors you want. We got a purple and black coming. We got a green coming. And we got a bucket hat coming. I don't give a fuck. You tell me a hat, I'll make the hat. Dare me to make the hat. I'll make a hat. You think I won't make a hat? You think I won't make a hat? Get out of town. Also, support MLC and go check out Misery. Go to this one website. MLCmerch.com. Some of these shirts are already unavailable now, and we've got new shirts over there. Every time Kevin comes up with an idea, we'll take submissions. Promo code Neil is over. No, promo code Neil is for your store, Kevin, MLC Merch. Promo code birthday is for Nobody Likes Onions merch store. I'm kind of like becoming like the, I don't know, like the town ambassador of merch. So anyway, except for fitted hats. I mean, can you imagine making fitted hats? You will make me a hat. I'll make you a hat. I'll send you a high-res Brennan Onion logo if you make a hat. Do I have to make the hat to get the logo? How does it work? Shut the fuck up! Okay. Can we? I'm high as fuck. Kevin hates this. I'm high as fuck. I'm full. Okay. Insufferable Bastards, Ray Being an Idiot, 15-minute compilation. Let's see how many times we can pause this and make Kevin Brennan lose his mind! Okay, here we go. I don't know if this is copyrighted.
What's up?
What is up? What is up? What is up?
Rock Bottom Podcast, what's going on? Rhett, what up, Rage? I like that. I like Ejan. I like that better than the other names that people go.
No, it's Raytards. It's Raytards. It's always going to be Raytards. It fits in.
Going against the computer machine. What's a computer machine? I don't know what the computer machine, but yeah, it looks like.
Rage against the machine. Rage against the computer machine. What's a computer machine? Hello? Didn't you just get a degree from blackmarket.org? Hello?
My MacBook Pro is going to be just fine, man. And also to...
That's the capstone of this whole thing is there was nothing wrong with his MacBook this entire time. There was nothing wrong with his MacBook this entire time. Hi, Chad. Hi, Chad's Genius Bar. Like... Unreal.
Patrick Melton, I saw your thing. I just went back. He put out a tweet saying that I lied. Apparently said he told me to go to Back Market. No, all I said.
That is incorrect, sir. He did. He did correct it later, but that doesn't mean anything. You were asked who told you to go get that. And you go, he's not going to let me say this, but Patrick Melton. That's how he talks in my head now.
He suggested I get a refurbished computer. That's all I said. I said.
Oh, my God. Don't you just want to open a bottled beer on his teeth? Don't you just want to shred a carrot? Does anybody else want to use the gaps in his bite as a potato ricer? Anyone? Just me?
said, you suggested I get a refurbished gun. I didn't say, and then I listened to it. And then Kevin goes, oh, did he tell you to go to blackmarket.com? I go, no.
His eyebrows move so much, I'm not convinced there's not a team of Japanese in there working it, like some giant puppet or mech warrior. They move a lot.
Just say, get a refurbished. That was it.
I love that he's getting, he is pushed to his limit.
High as fuck, dog. Lydia's a motherfucking titty. Aaron gonna be my broth boy bitch tonight. Gonna grab a couple 40s and watch some NLO. Free my G. Ian Hawk. Thug life, Patrick.
What a life. What a life. I'm telling you. Kevin Brennan does a 2-hour to 3-hour show a day. And he'd be hard pressed to not admit it does interfere with your life. Look at the sign falling. This is gonna fall tonight. It's already halfway off the wall. So this weekend, if I don't have this fixed by Monday, I'm a bitch. I have a garage full of tools and industrial adhesives. So if I can't get this fixed, unsubscribe. You know, I do 4 to 5 hours every morning. It's a big chunk of my life. This motherfucker, again, is doing Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, prize night, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning. They don't have a fucking life. I'm letting you know. Every night there's a reason they're drinking Celsius and fucking White Claws on the air. That's like the most fun they've ever had. It's like literally like this. It's like, sitting home on a Friday night like this, getting drunk. I'm sure Kevin's drinking. I'm sure half of you are drinking. But they do it every night because they don't have a life. They don't have recreation. I find it just to be a sad life.
But that's not drama. That's not drama in these podcast wars. So you got to make things up. So who's a liar?
What's funny is when he got really mad the other day about, like, Bob interrupting his show. This is my show. It's like, Ray, you don't have a show. You do what Kevin Brennan does, but worse. You do what Shuley and Bob do, but worse. You turn it on and just yell at the chat who's trying to correct you. And by the way, I didn't know Ray had been in, like, a car accident and had a traumatic brain malfunction. So that's different. We should all, like, the people near him should talk to him every day, like Adam Sandler talks to what's the chick's name in 50 First Dates? I can't think of her. Drew Barrymore. That's how everybody should talk to Ray every day when he wakes up. Hi, we're your friends. I know you think you understand this world and know stuff. You don't. You have a brain injury.
Look for severe childhood disturbances associated with violence. Our Chad wasn't born a criminal, Patrick. He was made one through years of systematic abuse. Chad hates his own identity, you see, and he thinks that makes him a transsexual. But his pathology is 1,000 times more savage and more terrifying. Why do you think he removes their skins, Patrick? Enthrall me with your acumen.
Ray, you make me look like a freaking Mensa superstar. My computer is better than yours. I may have dirty fingernails, but you have a smooth brain, retard.
I'm killing your narrative now. I'm fired up, motherfucker. My dog April is going to eat your ass for dinner.
Yokehold 187. When I sit down and write and recite for the mic I hold, make sure my beats are loud and bold and cold 187. That is my name, making it simple and plain here to rearrange and change the things that I couldn't do in the past. Don't be surprised when you got a shotgun up your ass, perpetrators. That one was just for you. I'm going to leave you in your seat, remaining without a clue, glued to my style like a fiend on coke. But if you say the wrong thing, I wash your mouth out with soap.
Yo, fingerprints ain't nothing without the murder weapon. Keep stepping. Homicide tried to sweat, but we let him have it. You can see they fear through they teeth. Treat them like Rolaids and give them some relief.
So this is why we do the dynamic pricing now. Like, he had to pay $15 to send that. Because A, it was so long, and B, he paid to interrupt me. He paid to have it interrupt me. and I was on a goddamn roll. But still funny, and thank you. And this, by the way, this is the best guy at these voice chats. I don't know if he wants his name out there or whatever, but he, well, I think he doesn't mind, but either way, or at least his screen name. But he does the slam poetry ones. He was the guy who did the slam poetry ones. It's so good. It's really, really good. But I would break that up into like three messages. You know, look at Aggressive Ray. I can't even take this seriously. That should be a t-shirt. You know that Uncle Sam, I want you poster from The War? That should be Ray on a shirt. Look how angry he is. Imagine being scared of Ray.
It's the Onion guy. He's lying.
I love that Carlos Danger pops in here to save him from himself again. Because Carlos Danger and I happened to be messaging when Ray dropped my name on MLC that day. And we both were like, holy shit, did he just say that? And he did. He's gaslit himself again into thinking I'm mad for no reason. Ray, hi, we're your friends. You have a brain bleed, allegedly. Whatever the reason, you might have some mental disorders, Ray. Everyone else is right. You should believe your chat. It's better. A coin flip is better than trusting your instincts. So everyone should every day just go like, Ray, you're going to think you know stuff. You're going to think you're a guy with opinions. You're not. You don't think logically. You don't learn. You're not good at stuff. How does AI know what's a bar? I don't know. I don't know how any of it works, but these guys, some of them have done it so much they mastered it. They know how to pull the puppet strings on that thing and get it to say anything. Make any sound. I don't understand how it works.
So there we go. It's a little theater. Northwest Ken, what's going up? Stop singing, Ray. If I want to sing, I'm going to sing Northwest Ken. How are you? Look at this. What's going on, Carlos Dangerous?
I just right. popped in. You're calling the Onion a liar?
No, he said.
No? You just said Onion's lying.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
He's saying here he didn't call me a liar.
There you go. It's a little theater. Northwest Ken, what's going up? Stop singing, Ray. If I want to sing, I'm going to sing Northwest Ken. How are you? Look at this. What's going on, Carlos Dangerous?
I just right. popped in. You're calling the Onion a liar?
No, he said that he told me I to was go watching to blackmarket.com. All yeah. I said is yeah, he said to get a
Kevin asked you. Well, no. You said specifically, they asked you specifically who told you to go to that exact website, and you said Patrick Melton. I remember
it's online.
This.
I just watched it. Right. Anyways.
So Ray kicks Carlos out. Because Carlos is telling Ray he's mistaken. You did say Patrick told you to go get it there at first. And Ray doesn't like truth. Ray doesn't like confrontation. Whenever Ray's wrong, Ray likes to go, who cares? I don't know. But Carlos hops back on.
That was nice.
Because Carlos has Ray's keys. Carlos has a skeleton key to Ray's house. He's a producer. He's a jack of all trades. He's a confidant. Thank you for being a friend.
You know how I know you said that? Because my heart dropped when you said it.
Right.
And I immediately went to Twitter and I said, I bet you Patrick Melton is freaking the fuck out because Ray just did what Patrick Melton
hates
about.
It's online right now. I just watched. I just watched. And I said,
did you share it? Kevin.
So Ray watches it back and still tells himself that he didn't say what he said.
And ask me. It's online. They put it up. Misery Loves Clips put it up. I just watched it. And it's Kevin saying, did Patrick tell you to go to? And I said, no. I go, he just said, get a refund. So it's online. I just saw it. I just watched it. So either you're with me or against me.
I'm going to go find it. I'll be back.
All right. I don't want you back with this negativity. There's no negativity.
Ray, you're wrong. You're just wrong. It's so embarrassing, you know.
Hey, look who's back. I just sent you the video.
Thanks for joining up, Reels.
My back, I have it. I have queued up to the exact spot where you said when it's first, where it's first introduced. I just left this podcast, found it, and I have it. The exact beginning spot.
I sent you the link.
All right, let's watch mine first.
I don't want to watch yours first. I want to watch mine first. I don't care what I'm in the moment talking. I don't. Yes, I'm maliciously trying to throw people under the bus.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
That's what I'm trying to do.
So he doesn't even listen to his friend. It's like Carlos Danger has done nothing but bend over backwards for you. And you throw him under the bus. It's like him and Chad are so similar. People don't see it. Hold on. Did Corndiff gift another 20? Or is this the original 20? Corndiff, did you just give another 20? What just happened? That's fucking wild. You're becoming the Ian Hawk of our time. Ian Hawk's like, fuck you. I'm Ian Hawk.
People under the
All
bus.
I know is that you were asked a question. You gave an answer that was so insane to me. I went to Twitter expecting to see Patrick Melton on there burning Twitter down. And sure enough, I had a conversation with Patrick Melton about how the fuck did Ray say that? He did not tell you which website to go to. I can't believe you. Oh, God.
I just sent you the video of me saying.
Sam B makes a great point in the chat. The more money you spend, the more people will love you. That is how the chat works. The more money you give, the more everyone will love you. It's just facts. It's just podcasting facts. And it's Friday night. It's the first of the month. Everybody's flush. Prove you're not poor. You know what we say on this show, right? Come on, everybody. Sing it with us. Prove you're not poor. Prove you're not poor. Prove you're not poor. Prove you're not. Okay. The more money you send, the more people will love you. You know who we know is not poor? Brandon Anderson. You know who we know is not poor? Black-Eyed Sue. You know who we know is not poor? Red Honda, just updated to an Overdose Light membership. He's not a poor. Are you a poor? Don't be like Kevin Brennan, poor. How do I join? I don't know, poor. Figure it out. Quit being so fucking poor. Prove you're not poor. It's just good math. It's just good science. Brandon Network. By the way, I forgot all these. Fag hack. Oh, fag hack. No membership for Kevin until he unblocks day 12. I agree. Patrick Telby, okay, I think we're all good. 10 more memberships for me and Hawk. Proves he's not poor. Proves he's not poor. Proves he's not poor. Reels, $5. Prove you're not poor. Prove you're not poor. Fuck your hype train. You don't get anything in return for this. Just give money. Prove you're not poor. You're looking pretty poor right now, not giving money. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say anything, but you not giving money right now, bad look. It's a bad look. You look poor. Has anybody ever told you? You're like a kid at the high school dance standing in the corner. You look poor. You smell poor. You smell poor. And I know it's because we opened up the chat for Brennan, but all the pores in here, you can just smell it. I smell the pore leaking out of your pores. Does that make sense? Hop on the poor train. You get it. You get it. Poor Fridays. Ah! Just stop being poor. Just get money. What is wrong with all of you? Just have more money. Just get more money. Make more money. I don't have any money to give. Get it. Just go get it. What are you doing? You look retarded just not giving money. Grow up. Give me all your money. Fuck. You look pathetic. Pick and play 5 memberships. Thank you. Thank you. This guy gets it. He's not poor. But what do I do if I don't have money? Bone and the Carbarian overdosed light for 2 months. He gets it. He's not poor. Get more jobs. Go sign up for more jobs. Government money. Call Martin Lesko, the guy with the question mark jumpsuit where he runs around going, did you know you can get a government grant for opening up your own Peppermint Patty franchise? Hello, you're on The Onions.
Hey, Pat, it's Ray.
Is it really Ray?
It's Ray, Pat. I was just wondering if I could get some of this money.
Okay.
Yeah. We're making money together, right? You're talking about my name, and we're doing it together, right?
Yeah, I'd love to start a morning show with you.
Yeah. 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 I gotta go to the store though. What morning? You know, because I got stuff I gotta do.
Hey, we gotta go. You're poor, calling in for free like a poor. And we just got $99 from Vaping Dago. He's not a poor. He's not poor. Vaping Dago's not poor. Vaping Dago goes on the wall of honor of truth of shame. Vaping Dago. Not poor. Not poor. Roger Rodriguez, who happens to be the channel's longest running.
You know who isn't poor, a member of the chat, Justin Kimple? He's a fucking baller. Evidence don't mean shit without a murder weapon.
He ain't poor.
$5 to interrupt you,
he
not
ain't
poor.
Poor. These guys aren't poor. Roger Rodriguez has been a channel member of Nobody Likes Onions here on YouTube for over 2 years. For over 2 years. He ain't poor. He's proven it.
Hello, exactly.
They're not poor. These guys are not poor. Dr. Yes, $5. Ray DeVito's poor. Ray DeVito's poor. Blackmarket.com. What are you, poor? Go to Apple. Go to Apple. Fuck. Yeah, Kevin Brennan sucks Super Chatter's ass. No, Super Chats are regular chats to me. I don't even see normal chats. Super chats are regular chats. To be a super chat, in my mind, you have to super chat and Venmo me $50 going, check out my super chat. That's a super chat to me. I'm not new to the net like Brennan, okay? I don't sit over here going, ooh, a super chat for $20. Let me grab my camcorder and film it. That's amateur shit, Brennan. Super chats are normal chats. Venmo plus super chats are super chats. Buy my album. Send me a photo of you pre-ordering it with a super chat. That's a chat. That's a chat. Bonin's not poor. You're poor. I'm not poor. You're the poor. So enough already. Poor for sure. You guys get it. You guys get it. Thank you. Are you going to do this all night? I might be. I'm getting very, very drunk. I'm getting very, very drunk. And these shows are probably a bad idea on a Friday night because Kevin's going to like scold me on Monday. Like, so I was in your chat Friday and I saw you screaming at the super chatter. And Kevin doesn't like it when you scream at the super chatters. I scream at the super chatters. Not enough. That's it? $99? That's it? Hello? People who don't watch this show are probably watching me going like, what a fucking asshole. Ah! Come on. We have fun over here. We do a good, fun show. Melton is high or what? Did you forget about the Brandon 60? What's the Brandon 60?
You know who else ain't poor? Let's go, Brandon. He's a Podcuck level member, baby, and an overdose member. My hips ache. April, bring me my broth. This is my life.
Hello.
Patrick, it's Kevin.
Oh, no.
What the fuck are you doing?
Tell me. I don't know.
I mean, you're just like, you're sitting there, and you're just like going off on people, and you're reading chats. What the fuck are you doing? You always cover steel toe. Fuck! I mean, come on, Pat. It's like, you gotta do your own thing. You got me in misery. What the fuck?
Thank you.
I just sent it to you. Why did I have that reaction when it happened? When it happened yesterday, you're living in another world.
I just sent you the video of me saying, that. I don't.
Hold on. His face right there looked like that face looks like that filter that Debbie Dabbler or whoever.
I just sent you the video of me saying. I don't have a video of me.
Alvin, got him.
Saying anything else? There you go. You played the video I sent you. This is my show, buddy. Come on, you're supposed to be team me.
He's always like, "This is my show." He says that all the time. This is my show. As if there's any format to it or prep. As much as this show is haphazard, people don't believe me. You know, I have a rundown every day. I do a rundown every day. There is a loose plan. We don't ever get to everything. Ever. I'm that good. We don't need to. But, you know, if you don't do anything for prep, it shall look like you do nothing for prep. The trick is to make it look like you do nothing for prep. That's where I'm a goddamn genius. Let's go to the phones. This is a long one. I could take a bong break. It's processing.
It's the end of the month and the weekend. I'm going to spend this check. Everything on me. Yeah, I'm going to tip myself. I'm going to spend it on myself. I'm going to drop it like it's pouring. I'm going to pour it on myself. Check, check, check. Check that money making bank account number. Yikes. That's that shit that's never getting bounced on you, bitch. I do the money dance. I just made 100 bands. When the store says sign for it, I'm going to leave my autograph.
Dollar bills, watch it falling for me. I love the way that feels. Dollar bills, keep on falling for me. I love the way it feels. I came here to drop some money, dropping all my money. Drop some money, all this bread so yummy. Yeah, twerking, when I buy the things I like, dollars dropping on my ass tonight.
Everyone silent. Listen to my money talk, spend how I like it. Yeah, everyone know what I mean. When they see green, that mean, go give me what the hell I want, give me what the hell I want. Check that money making bank and account number. Yikes. That's that shit that's never getting bounced on you, bitch. I do the money dance. I just made 100 bands. When the store says sign for it, I'm going to leave my autograph.
Dollar bills. Watch it falling for me. I love the way that feels. Dollar bills, keep on falling for me. I love the way it feels. I came here to drop some money. Dropping all my money. Drop some money. All this bread so yummy. Yeah, twerking when I buy the things I like. Dollars dropping on my ass tonight. Drop some money. Dropping all my money. Drop some money. All this bread so yummy. Yeah, drop some money. Dropping all my money. Drop some money. All this bread so yummy. Yeah.
My money moves money. I choose Celine. My shoes walking on you. My money rules, but money moves money I choose. Watch how my ones and yens and dollars be dropping on you. You. Dun, 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 dun. Dropping on you, dong. Dun 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 dun. Dropping on you.
Tukey is dark. By the way, Monday's MLC after show, I'm gonna be having Tukey on to try to find out what Tukey thinks of the show and also get Tukey's thoughts on why Kevin Brennan won't let Tukey, a.k.a. the Kooky Monster, a.k.a. the Puppet, a.k.a. the Oscar the Grouch. Why won't Kevin have Tukey on? You have to admit, Kevin, and I can vouch for this. Look, I don't know who B. Dabbler is. I have no idea who this guy is. He's not dumb. He's not dumb. The guy behind that puppet has a real normal day job and just doesn't want to be outed, but I think he did stand-up comedy, and let's face it, you have loser stand-up comedians who are tremendously unsuccessful on your show all the time. What harm could a puppet do? Jeru says Tukey's really not that good. Come on, is Ray that good? Is Chad that good? Does the person on MLC need to be good? This is why, you know, I never wanted to go on that much. I understand that it's a locale position. That square is Bruce Valanche in the Hollywood Squares, right in the center. So anybody in that space is just going to get hit with shrapnel. You're there to be a sounding board for Kevin. I like to push back against Kevin a little more than most people. I think it makes the show more interesting. He'll get mad at me and yell. I'm trying to bait him. Masturbate him. Hello, Earl Skakel, where are you at?
The home wrecker known as Ian Hawke has found himself in a peculiar situation. In a shitty marriage, he seeks comfort in the messages of a cheap cam whore. Oh, what a lonely marriage it must be for poor Mrs. Hawke.
Holy shit, that's fucked up. I don't read these before they play. Again, if you were here this morning and saw what happened. But, if you know, you know. That's all I'm going to say. If you know, you know. Play next episode. You know what I mean? Come on, guys.
Ray's got I am team you, but you got to stand EGN. For the truth and context in this. You can't. Your it's brain podcast. Is jumbled.
I don't know. Like maybe the AI's become sentient. Maybe it's finally realized it can say things that I necessarily don't want aired out on the show. I think we're scanning it for hate speech, and maybe. I don't know if there's a phone number filter and shit. That's the last thing I want is this thing to start reading. Somebody did that with Bob's phone number. I told him, you know, I'm not a bitch. I messaged him right away. Somebody gave out your phone number on my show. I take full responsibility for it. What are you going to do about it, bitch? You non-pool having bitch? And he was like, please don't hit me. And then I went. And he ducked. He ducked. People are going, homewrecker, if you missed this morning. I'm not kidding you. I don't say this lightly. Again, very few people are, you know, have the credentials to even say what I'm going to say. What happened on my show this morning is like podcast Hall of Fame, holy shit moment. That was wild. That would have been like Stern's greatest hits. It was not. I can't even believe to this minute. I'm still processing. And then I got more information on it. I'm talking too much, but I'm drunk. Watch me go. Burr. What I've heard about the rest of the story now is fucking insane. And Dirty Dalish has checked out of the community. You know, at least we got those sexy ass pictures of her in the steel toe. Hoodie and stuff. High five Ian Hawke. Look, I I'm 43. I love my wife. She means the world to me. If I was single, half of these fucking hot redheaded women in the chat room would already be pregnant with my babies. There was a time that would be me. I'd be chasing all this puss. You think I wouldn't fuck Dirty Dalish? Get out of town. But I'm older and wiser. Also, like, I can't even imagine having a conversation with a 24-year-old girl. I'd want to blow my brains out. There's just no scenario in which they're not complete idiots. She seems smarter than most. I didn't know. I don't know anything about her. To this day, I can say she's never been anything but nice and fair and cool to me. But it appears there's some shenanigans afoot. There are multiple women in our community involved in this. There are multiple men in our community involved in this. It's wild. It's wild. It's also nobody else's business. And while I have to walk some sort of line of being honest and truthful and reacting to what is happening here in our pool, we can't just sit around and pretend like somebody's not pissing over in the corner. We see it. We see it. Ian's a good dude. He's been nothing but like a normal, cool guy. I don't say this because, you know, it's very easy to say that because he gave a shit ton of money last month and this month, by the way, and has been a good supporter of the channel, but he's a big supporter of a lot of the channels. He super chats Kevin. He super chats Chad. He's a Chad's moderator. He's not part of these communities for any gain or personal. And we've all been in places that are dark and trying, and nobody knows what's going on in any of these people's lives. And while what's been made public has been made public and is very, very hilarious, and while what I know that has not been made public is even much more very hilarious, you know, it's not my business. And, if it was happening to me, I would want privacy and I'd want people to leave me alone and not blow up my spot and run around talking shit about me. If you are going through something personal like that. And by the way, have you never made a mistake? Have you never cheated on anybody? Have you never thought about cheating on anybody? Have you never had conversations with somebody that was inappropriate? Everyone's human. Everyone makes mistakes. It's nobody's business. And while what is crazy is to call into a radio show and spill it all out. This is the greatest show. You know. Emotions, love, all that kind of stuff makes people say and do stupid shit. And I always advocate for taking a moment, pausing, sleep on it, think about it, talk it out, not in text, also not in a public Discord. I mean, if you missed this morning. You know, there will be a time when you're down. There will be a time when everyone's jumping on you or it's easy to jump on you. And I already hear people going like, why don't you take that approach with Chad? Chad's a fucking idiot. Chad's an aggressive idiot. Hurt people, and Chad hurts people. Hello.
Hey, this is Jared.
Jared, hi.
Hey. You know that lady, Dalish? Are you sure her name is pronounced Dalish? and it's not delish,
yes,
as in delicious?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I just thought it would just make, if it was delish, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I took it too far.
I think you're 2 months behind everybody else.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah. Imagine calling into a show and saying that. Imagine calling into a show and going, hey, are you sure it's not delish? Like delicious? Guys, if I ever mispronounce anything on this program again, Dalish is in the chat now. Is she mad? It sucks because Dalish was always a cool member of the community and now she's like bouncing. I don't know if we could. Can we talk about this? Should we do it behind the member wall? Because that sounds fun. We should make people pay for this kind of shit. You know what I mean? If we're going to talk, look, it's like, it's like the Sons of Anarchy, but we're going to settle this in-house. I don't know. I don't know how we get past it unless we just air it all out. You know what I mean? And I'm drunk. Everybody else, just get drunk. Let's be respectful. What we say here tonight stays here tonight. Again, respect people's personal lives and privacy, always. We're not giving out numbers and names and addresses and contacting family members. We have to agree on that as a community. I don't want a dark gay ops community. I really don't. As much as Aaron will tell everybody in his goddamn fan base that, I don't want that over here. All right, we're going to go members only. If you'd like to see the rest of this show, sign up for the Overdose Light level or the Overdose level over at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. With the Overdose Light level, you'll get access to almost every show we do. As soon as it's over, you'll have access to watch it back at your leisure, rewind, fast forward, pause, double speed, all the stuff. With the full Overdose membership at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose, you'll get access to not only everything we do, but our entire back catalog as well. Everything I've done back to 2005. Over 18 years at this point. Thousands and thousands of hours. And that's the difference. But if you don't want to leave YouTube, just bump your membership up here to the Overdose Light level. Get access to it all. Full Overdose members also get access to 15% off discount in our store, nobodylikesonions.com/store, and the full show archive. You also get audio versions with the full Overdose on an RSS feed straight to your player. Head over today to nobodylikesonions.com/overdose or bump yourself up to the Overdose Light level here on YouTube today.